This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the January 11th, 2013 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading a summary of an article on oncology published today. Identification of venous sinus, tumor location, and pile supply during meningioma surgery by transdural endocyanine green videography. A clinical article by Tetsuya Ueba and colleagues. Endocyanine green videography is commonly used in vascular neurosurgery. The authors sought to assess its efficacy in brain tumor surgery as well. To do this, they evaluated a new intraoperative imaging modality by performing transdural endocyanine green videography during surgery for meningiomas. The authors assessed the efficacy of the transdural endocyanine green videography in terms of the tumor volume, the circulation time from the first appearance of the vessel to the appearance of the venous sinus, the tendency to bleed, and the discrimination of the venous sinus. The projection of the meningiomas was identified by a shadow, which is called the eclipse sign. Prior to opening of the dura mater, the dural attachment of meningiomas and the venous sinus were successfully visualized by transdural endocyanine green videography, resulting in safe and appropriate dural opening. The diminishment of the total and partial eclipse signs may represent significant feeding from the intracranial arteries and a tendency to bleed during resection. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.